I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. We need to spend money on healthcare, schools, housing, not a war budget. This was the statement of Fred Pecker, a member of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local Number 6. On this day in labor history, the year was 2003. Fred, who was protesting in San Francisco, was just one of the estimated 10 million people in 800 cities across the globe that protested the U.S. war in Iraq that day. The Guinness Book of World Records declared the protests the largest in human history. The official U.S. labor response to the Iraq war, just as in wars before it, was mixed. Some unions supported the war, while others passed resolutions against it. Others stood silent, focusing on their contracts and domestic labor issues instead of taking a public stand on an international conflict. In New York City, 30 unions representing 500,000 workers publicly endorsed the February 15th protests. A month before the massive protests, anti-war unionists across the country formed the organization U.S. Labor Against the War. The coalition pushed for the AFL-CIO to take a stance against the war. Their efforts were successful 2 years later. In 2005, at their national convention in Chicago, the AFL-CIO passed a resolution calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. 3 years later, on May Day 2008, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union shut down the West Coast ports in protest of the war. What Fred, the longshoreman's comment on this day in 2003 revealed is that the lives of rank-and-file working people are impacted by war, wherever they or their union personally stand on the issue. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.